Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thank you very much for checking out 10 Minutes with Tony. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, happy weekend, whenever you may be listening. I appreciate the listen. Hopefully you listened to and enjoyed my last podcast marking the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. I hope you also got to watch some of that news coverage over the weekend and got to do some reflecting on your life and the situation as well. So this week started off with some unity and patriotism because of 9/11. And then Secretary of State Antony Blinken went to Capitol Hill to answer questions on the Biden administration's Afghanistan disaster, which most of the media keeps referring to as the chaotic withdrawal of troops. No, it wasn't chaotic. It was a complete friggin' disaster, and people are now being executed as we knew they would be by the Taliban while we try and legitimize the Taliban. And when I say we, I mean Washington. Joe and Kamala are off talking about vaccines and campaigning for Gavin Newsom, and we still don't know, according to the Secretary of State, how many Americans are there. He says a little more than 100. People on the ground say there are hundreds. My friend Faith Abube of ABC News was on Capitol Hill for the two-day roasting of the Secretary of State.
Senator Ron Johnson accused Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the Biden administration of bungling the withdrawal from Afghanistan, saying Blinken's testimony to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, however, is trying to paint the exit as a smashing success.
This was a complete debacle. And I think what concerns me the most, among many things, is that detachment from reality.
Johnson also compared the chaotic withdrawal to the crisis of the southern U.S. border, saying it was a self-inflicted wound created by President Biden's policies.
Happening on a Monday and Tuesday afternoon, you likely didn't get to see that much of it, which is why I wanted to cover it in the podcast. Blinken, among other things, blamed it on the previous administration, of course.
When President Biden took office in January, he inherited an agreement that his predecessor had reached with the Taliban to remove all remaining forces from Afghanistan by May 1st of this year. Taliban made abundantly clear in many public statements, private statements, to us, to others around the world, that it was going to hold us to the deadline that the previous administration negotiated.
There were two different hearings, one before the House on Monday, one before the Senate on Tuesday. Here are some comments from the hearings from both sides of the aisle.
The administration is paying itself on the back for this evacuation. It's like an arsonist taking credit for saving people from the burning building he just set on fire.
Your bizarre abandoning of Bagram Airfield led directly to 13 Marines murdered in Kabul. You should resign.
The barbarians are back in charge, and there are still Americans there, and there are Afghan allies there.
Mr. Secretary, the execution of the U.S. withdrawal was clearly and fatally flawed.
Let's stop with the hypocrisy about who's to blame. There are a lot of people to blame, and we all share in it.
And before I got the podcast recorded, the whole General Mark Milley allegations surfaced, and the Blinken testimony kind of got pushed aside, which is what happens almost every day in the news cycle. There's so much news coming out of this administration, so much news happening around the world. Every day, we're just on to something else. Sean Spicer, former White House press secretary turned Newsmax host, a friend of President Trump's, interviewed Trump that night about the allegations in the upcoming book, which the book asserts Milley did because he thought then President Trump was unstable. Sean, thank you for taking time out of your super busy day. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Tony. Thanks for having me. Always good to be back with you.
You interviewed your former boss, President Donald Trump, last night about the General Milley comments. You probably had the interview all planned way before that happened. And you talked about Afghanistan, of course, and everything else that's going on in the country. Tell us a little bit about the conversation.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, the second time we've had him on the show, it's kind of cool having him back on because it's the opposite. Normally, he's asking me the questions and telling me what to do. But it was, what a day. I mean, you've got these comments coming out about General Milley supposedly taking what would be fairly unprecedented and unorthodox steps to reassure the Chinese leading up to and after the election. And so I think the president came out pretty strong and said, you know, I'm not sure I believe that, but if it's true, that would probably be treason. So to have the president on, I mean, right as that news broke, I mean, talk about fortuitous timing.
I do want to go back to what you just said, Sean, because I want to make it clear to people, as far as we know, this is unorthodox, right? I mean, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff telling another country, no less an adversary, that we'll give you warning if we're going to make any maneuvers. I wasn't in the military. I didn't work in the White House or the Pentagon. I don't know. But this is unorthodox, right?
You know, Tony, when I was in the Navy War College, we read Sun Tzu. And you don't tell your opponent when you're going to attack them. That's kind of 101. And the idea that we're calling the Chinese and telling them that anyway, or at least according to this report, it's not only a massive break of chain of command, but it frankly would qualify. I mean, the stuff that I've been seeing analysis-wise saying that, you know, everything from treason to insubordination. Look, General Milley's going to be up on Capitol Hill on September 28th to face members of the House of Representatives. This is going to be first and foremost. To hear President Trump talk about it last night, because the underlying thing was also important to get to, which was Milley was claiming that Trump was unstable and might use the military to stage some sort of attack, you know, to kind of create an issue in the days and weeks leading up to the election. And he was reassuring them that Milley would not allow the military to do that. Trump, first and foremost, said, you know, first of all, I never had any talk or plan or discussion. And I think he seemed rather insulted that that was even brought up as an idea.
It's like a double whammy of insanity. Number one, that Milley may have done that. And number two, he's saying that he may have done that because the president was unstable at the time. But President Trump...
I got to say this, because I've known the guy for going on 6 years in a very close capacity. The idea that you're saying that somebody would be willing to stage war, potentially leading to the loss of human lives and dragging the United States into a war, is not something that should just be, you know, dismissed. And I think that's, frankly, part of the problem that I have with this whole story, is we're losing sight of the fact that potentially the chairman of the Joint Chiefs is saying, I had to worry because I thought the president of the United States was going to fire a missile and potentially start a war with a country like China.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of very serious allegations here of what may have happened and may not have happened and why it happened. And if you go back to when President Trump was still in office, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, third in line, was saying the same thing, that the president was unstable. And
that, I don't put it past Nancy Pelosi. She says all sorts of garbage all the time. But I think it's a vastly different proposition when you've got the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff potentially, and again, it's alleged, saying these things.
What does the president think about them blaming Afghanistan on him as well as everything else that they've screwed up?
Yeah, it's a great question. Look, all you have to do is know Donald Trump for 5 seconds from afar, and you know that guy would never let all that weaponry, all of that stuff that taxpayers finance, stay on the ground. As a businessman, it doesn't pass the smell test that Trump would allow that to happen. Never mind allowing Americans to be stranded. The idea that people keep saying, yeah, but he wanted to get out too, that's missing the point. How you get out is everything to do with it.
Right. Sean, you have a new book coming out too, Radical Nation. Tell us about that real quick.
Radical Nation is the first comprehensive look at the Biden-Harris administration, both the people and the policies that surround this guy, what you need to know and what their ultimate motives and goals are. And that's important to understand, because to know their motives, to know their records, sheds so much light on what they're really doing.
All right. That is former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer, host of Spicer and Company on Newsmax TV. Always appreciate the time, Sean. Keep up the great work. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. You bet, Tony.
And then as if things couldn't get any worse or more bizarre.
This strike certainly did not come up to our standards, and I profoundly regret it.
The head of the U.S. Central Command, General Kenneth McKenzie Jr., confirms that a U.S. drone strike last month in Kabul did not eliminate any threats from ISIS-K or ISIS-K terrorists, but instead killed 10 innocent people.
A comprehensive review of all the available footage and reporting on the matter led us to a final conclusion that as many as 10 civilians were killed in the strike, including up to 7 children.
This, of course, happened after 13 service members were killed in that suicide attack in Kabul. This from the WDBO open mic.
Now Biden is responsible for 23 deaths. God help us get this man out of the White House.
Not the Biden administration's best week in 9 months, that is for sure. What a week. Always great catching up with Sean Spicer. Always great catching up with you. Thank you so much for listening to 10 Minutes with Tony, and I'll catch you back here next time.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.